you have a type of bush out there that has a lot of these little red berries on it, and I think people said that they used to be used in tan and leather.
That's a weesach.
That's a weesach.
And I don't know if I mentioned it. We have a, what's called, some people call it a knockaway, but it's really a knockwa, A-N-A-C-U-H-A, a knockwa. It's real, has a yellow berry that's edible.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a bush called a shumake or a sumac or something like
sumac.
That? Sumac. Yeah. Is that good for anything?
Yeah, they can dye, make dyes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it's poison.
Mm-hmm. I see. Or do you have these vines or something, you know, if you get into them, make your skin break out? Yeah.
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But not a lot of poison oak.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference? How do you tell the difference from those?
Just poison ivy has a lighter green, smaller leaf, and it's a more conical or round shape, or not, you know, and the poison oak is a rougher, darker green.
Another tree, I don't think you mentioned, are you familiar with this type of tree that you can, you know, you can tap for the stuff, you know, that comes out of it?
Maple?
Yeah, you have any none of those?
No, very few.
Or say, you know, talking about maple trees, if you had a lot of maple trees together, you'd probably call that a what?
A grove.
A grove, maple tree, yeah. Say, talking about fruits and that sort of thing, this tree that Washington was supposed to cut down, you remember what that was?
Yeah. Cherry tree.
Cherry tree. What would you call that hard inside part of the cherry?
A pit.
A pit.
Sometimes a stone.
Yeah. What about of a peach? You would call that the
stone.
The stone. Yeah. Or say, do you have any peaches raised where you're from?
Yes.
Do you have different types?
The ones most of them that grow are clean and smaller.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the other type where the meat's
freestone?
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, what about, say, the inside part of an apple that's left?
The core.
You can call that the core of the apple. And
it's really pretty good for you. It's good for bulk.
Oh, really? Yeah. Or all brand or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of people taking, say, slicing up apples or something like that, leave them out to dry, making things with them later on? What would you call it? You just call it?
Dried.
Just dried?
Dried fruit.
You ever heard of it called snitz?
Called what?
Snitz.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, but I never called it. I've heard the term, but
yeah.
Never.
Can you say it for it?
What, snitz?
Yeah. Say, you mentioned peanuts. What about some other nuts? That you find out where you're from.
Pecans, and that's about, we don't have many other that grow. Well, a peanut's not a nut.
Yeah. Have you ever heard peanuts called anything besides peanuts?
Yeah, goobers.
Goober. What about ground peas?
No, not those.
This is a, I don't know if you have these trees or not out there. But it's, you mentioned pecans and another nut that's fairly common in a lot of parts of the country that grows on a tree.
Hickory?
What?
Hickory?
Yeah. Or something else. A lot of these you find around Christmas time, you know, people.
Walnuts?
Yeah. Don't have any of those before.
No, I've never seen a walnut tree.
Do you have any idea what you would call that hard part that you crack? What part of the nut that would be?
The shell.